Kiddushin Daf Lamed. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the 8-minute Daf. We try to do the synopsis of Daf in under 8 minutes. The Gemara tells us that there's a very specific age where a child could understand and accept chinuch from his parents. During that age, that's when a father should give chinuch, should admonish his son according to one pshat, or marry off his son. And that age is either between the age of 16 and 22, or between the age of 18 and 24. But any younger than that, the child's intellect is not developed to the point where he could fully understand the musar and the chinuch. The Gemara tells us a person has to teach his son Torah. And there are some who say that not only his son, but a person has a chiyuv to teach his grandson. And the Gemara brings a case of a person by the name of Zvulun ben Dan, that his grandfather taught him Torah, Nevi'im Ksuvim, Mishnah, Agadah. Gemara says that it happens to be that the chiyuv of a grandfather is to teach him Chumash and let the kid continue on his own. But a grandfather who teaches his grandson Torah, the Pasuk, the Torah, considers it as if he accepted the Torah himself from Sinai. And the Gemara brings a smach for that. You see that the Pasuk, which discusses teaching a grandson, is right before the Pasuk of Chorev of Har Sinai. The Gemara tells us a story that Yeshua ben Levi grabbed his grandson, according to one pshat, and he didn't have time to put the proper head covering on. So he wrapped himself with a sheet. And the Gemara says, why? What was the rush? And he says, I'm going to be Mekabel Torah from Har Sinai. I don't have time for just the proper covering. And the Gemara learns from that for breakfast, to eat meat before you take your kid to yeshiva is not proper. First, you drop off your kids in cheder, and then you eat breakfast. The Gemara says, what you do is, first you do chazara with your kid or your grandchild, and then you add another pasuk, and you bring him to Beis HaMedrash. So we say in Kriya Shema every day, a number of times, v'shinantam levanecha, there's a double nun over there. And the Gemara learns from there that you should triple up your Torah, meaning, according to one pshat in Rashi, that is, that every day you should divide your day in three. Learn Chumash, Mishnah, and Gemara. According to Tosfos, it means that every day you should learn Gemara, because Gemara, Bavli, includes Torah, Mishnah, Agadah, it includes everything. V'shinantam, that the Torah also should be sharp. Al tegamgem v'toymer loy. Don't stutter and tell a person when he asks you, you should know everything clear. The Gemara tells us that there were, in previous generations, people that were called soifrim. They were counters. They counted the letters, the words in the Torah. And they were able to say, this letter is exactly halfway through the Torah. This word is halfway through the Torah. But us, in the time of the Gemara, they weren't baki in chaseris and yeseiros, the extra vavs, the yuds, how to read it, and what exactly is considered a word or not. And they also weren't even mumchem and to understand how many psukim there are in the Torah. You see, in Eretz Yisrael, they took a simple pasuk, like Hine Enoichi Ba, which is very long, and they divide it into three separate psukim, so you have a different count. There should be 5,888 psukim in the Torah. Tehillim has 8 more than that, and Divrei HaYamim has 8 less than 5,888. The pasuk says, as Vay Basufa, that when you learn Torah, even with your own father, you could go to war and battle with him. But at the end, Basufa, Basaifa, at the end, it's Vahev, it's Ahava. Even though it's a Sefer, it's a Melchama through learning, at the end there's going to be a lot of love. V'samtam is Dvarei L'samtam. Torah is the complete and perfect antidote to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah, even his creator, the Rebbeinu Shalom, calls him Ra, evil. And without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we would never be able to overcome the Yetzirah. But all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks is that we move forward, that we make a move, and we try to beat him, and then he'll help us out. Because the Yetzihara renews himself and finds tachbulois every single day. One way out of it, and the best way out of it, is to learn Torah. Moshchei lebeis hamedrash. In paga b'cham enuvel zeh. Moshchei lebeis hamedrash. Schlep him to the beis hamedrash. Learn Torah. There's a rabbim there. And I do want to give a tremendous yishar koyach to our artist, Yoshi. He did such a phenomenal piece here with this art. In paga b'cham enuvel zeh. He tries to entice you with the taivas that we have in our days. All you need to do is shield it with Torah. The Gemara tells us that a father must help his son get married, and he must help his daughter. How do you help your daughter get married? By buying her nice clothing, by giving her money, she has a nice nadin, so that other people would want her. a person must teach his son a trade or business. Why? Because, according to one man, the Omar, business is not enough. Because what if you don't have business that day? But if you have a trade, you could always fall on it and make a parnasa, and you won't have to come to be molested, misabrius, to steal from other people. The pasuk says, "Rei chayim isha shara hafta." You could learn isha as Torah, and you could also learn isha pshuta kamashmai. When it comes to kivud ava aim, there's two chiyuvim: to be mechabed a father and mother, and to fear a father and mother. That halacha to fear of parents also applies to a daughter. So then, why does the Torah say the word ish? A man is never under somebody else's rishos. A man is always independent, and therefore he's always chayiv in fear and kibud av. Whereas a woman, once she marries somebody, she's under his jurisdiction, so therefore she's not chayiv in kibud. But once a woman gets divorced, le'ilenu, then she's equal to a man. The Torah compares kibud av aim and moira av aim to kibud and moira hamakim, to be mechabed and fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you fear your own parents, you mechabed your own parents as if you fear and mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because the three of them, the parents and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are partners in the creation of every human being. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day.